Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho.
Welcome to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. Are you a goofball that loves Giants football? If so, sit back and relax. Except you, that person driving. Sit up and keep your eyes on the road. Your ears, though, can still listen as we talk about the team that both excites and frustrates us so much. And now, here are your goofball hosts, Drew and Rob.
Oh, 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 oh.
'Twas the afternoon before Christmas, and all through the house, two goofballs were stirring. Because they can't believe Greg Joseph hit a freaking 61-yard field goal to end the game. Oh. Welcome, fellow goofballs, to Two Giant Goofballs, the New York Giants podcast. I am Drew, joined as always by...
Me, Rob.
It's Rob.
We're not going to win.
listen, we hung in there. We hung in there with now a 12-3 team. If you had told me at the beginning of the year that we would get out of a game with a 12-3 team this late in the season, obviously it's going to be 12-3, and we would be close, and in the end we can probably blame ourselves for the loss, that's not too shabby.
Yeah. We were talking offline, like in this game, it's more like the Giants beat the Giants. Compared to 100%. The Vikings being the Giants, because there was a lot of mismatches, a lot of things that should have gone away, things we should have done different. But yeah, I mean, the Vikings did play well.
I dare anybody to look up and down this roster on both sides and say the Giants have the better squad. I dare anyone. Kirk Cousins, sorry, folks, he's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. Justin Jefferson, we don't have anybody even close to that type of talent.
We're going to disagree about the quarterback situation, but Justin Jefferson is the best.
We'll right disagree. Now. I still think most people will agree with us.
That's fine. But Justin Jefferson is right now the best in the league, who's putting up just different record stats.
Adam Thielen would be the number one receiver on our team, no doubt.
He'd be number one receiver on most teams out there.
T.J. Hockenson, much better tight end as of right now than Bellinger. I'm going to say it that way because Bellinger's a rookie year. And I think Bellinger will get better over time and will probably be just as good in the end, if not better. you know, offensive line, their offensive line is not a bad offensive line compared to ours, at least. They're not a great one. Don't get me wrong. They definitely have their issues, but they're probably like an average offensive line, similar to what we are. You know, on defense, they got some issues. That's for sure. that's one area I could say our defense is better, but they got some good pass rushers. They got a veteran corner in Patrick Peterson, who's been a stud for what seems like 30 years now. You know, I dare anyone to look at this roster legitimately and not as a homer. And say that the Vikings had the better roster. And guess what, folks? We lost the game because we messed it up. We messed it up.
This we messed it up, Vikings. And you had a 61-yard field goal. Like,
yeah.
That is a boot and a half.
That's two boots.
Yeah.
As our Canadian friends would say, that's what it's a boot.
And that's what he did.
I mean... But look at this game. Look at all the mistakes that this team made, and we were still this close. And I got to give, you know, kudos to the coaching staff, because I really think they did an amazing job in this game. You know, you had the first was the interception that should have been with Nick McCloud the very first drive of the game. Now, that didn't bite us in the butt there, so I'm not going to make that a blow-up thing, but that should have been an interception. In the end, the punt probably got us better field position than that interception would have anyway. But again, just frustrating because we never seem to be able to go ahead and get interceptions. You know, then you have, Cordell Flott, dropping another interception as well. Again, hit him right in the hands. We have the interception. I mean,
there's a reason why he's on defense and not an offense.
I hear you, Matt. I can't keep hearing that over and over again. I'm sick of these. I'm done.
I don't know. If you actually looked at the replay on like how close that was.
Oh, it was very close.
It was super close. But like Matt was in his arm. I don't know if it got tipped a little bit and got hit a little loose.
You can see that it clearly hit the ground, though. That's all that matters. He didn't catch the ball. He did not catch the ball.
I get that.
And that was a touchdown.
It looked like it kind of got hit after he caught it a little bit, and that's where he kind of lost.
But that was a touchdown that we shouldn't have given up because we should have got the interception. You know, we have the block punt on special teams there. That became a touchdown. We have the fumble by Bellinger, and that, you know, stopped a drive that was going very well. We have the interception by Daniel Jones. That ended a drive that was going very well. We beat ourselves, folks. And the scary thing is, and Rob, you can attest to everybody who might be newer to this podcast. And if you're new, by the way, hi.
Hi, subscribe. Like, thank you.
I'm usually the negative one. And I'm telling you, this game should give you things to be optimistic about if you're being a true Giants fan who wants to see this team progress, because we hung in there with a team that's 12-3 now, and we probably should have won the game. But we cost ourselves the game with mistakes.
Yeah.
Mistakes that are not usually going to happen. We don't usually get punts blocked. We don't usually have interceptions anymore. Daniel Jones has been great at that. So you can't chastise the guy. He's going to throw in occasionally. Bellinger fumbled the ball. Okay, he hasn't fumbled all year long. I'm not going to chastise the guy.
Wow, I like how you're no longer the glasses half empty kind of guy.
It feels weird.
It feels really weird because I'm that guy that's just glass is half full, because like you said, Bellinger, like the guy's been a stud. He's a rookie. He made a mistake. Daniel Jones, that's his fifth of the year after 400 attempts of throwing the ball. Like he's literally turned it over 1% of the time, which is still the best in the NFL. And if you still want to continue being a glass half full guy, guess what? The Lions lost today.
Yep.
So we're right there. Guess what? The Seahawks lost today.
Yep.
So playoffs are the same percent of pretty much same statistics.
Actually,
going
they're
into
probably
this
higher now because keep in mind they need to come back and they lost. So it's harder to come back the further the season goes for these guys that are behind us. But you know what I think has really gotten me into this positivity? I think it's because it's that time of year. It's that time. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, yes, he is.
Well, he definitely went into Minnesota today, but.
I hope he doesn't go to Minnesota. I feel bad for the families, but I mean, he might have trouble getting out, apparently, it seems like, based on the weather. So we were just talking before we get on that license plate guy, you know, probably the biggest Giants fan there is, and that's coming from two big Giant fans ourselves. Had posted on social media that his flight got canceled and he's now stuck in Minnesota. So, you know, that's, you know, crazy. I mean, they all knew this was a possibility, but I'm not chastising when I say that. I say that more along the lines of that's fandom. Like these guys are now going to be stuck in an airport or a hotel in Minnesota on Christmas because they thought it was that important to go to the game and support the team they love. And, you know, we're thinking about you guys, all you guys that are stuck, license plate guy and everybody else who's stuck there. And we hope you guys do have a Merry Christmas and make the best of the situation if you guys do end up being stuck there all day tomorrow.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Womp. By the way, as we're talking about other teams, I did just look it up. As we're recording this, it's 4:50 in the afternoon almost evening, I guess. The Commanders are still tied 0-0 in the second quarter with the 49ers. So anything happens during the podcast, they'll give an update. But, you know, probably old news at this point. By the time it comes out and you guys are listening anyway, like, duh, the game's over now. Yeah. We know the score.
God, guys, it's Monday after Christmas. You guys are talking about Christmas.
But, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of good in this game. I really think that, and I really don't want to be, you know, in any way, shape, or form negative, which, again, I know it feels weird for me to say. I will say this, though, and this is going to come off negative, but I don't mean it to be. So take this for what it is. Don't get too excited about the offense today, guys. because the Vikings are known to give up a lot of points and give up a lot of yards. So I don't want everybody going, oh, this is a turning point. We're now a big offense. We can now put up 24 points. We can now go ahead and throw for 334 yards like Jones did today.
It's kind of funny too. Like, so last time he threw a big game,
was the Texans. Passer,
yeah. And his passer rating too is in the 90s. But when he throws like 160, 180 yards, he's always like 103, 108. Like, there's less, it's mathematically, it's better for him.
It's better for the QB rating, because the QB rating is based on efficiency. You're more efficient at that point.
That's what I'm saying. Mathematically,
how he played the game and the QBR, which is the newer model, which I think is a little better, even though I hate ESPN shoved it down our throats in the beginning. You know, his QBR is different at that point. He's a better quarterback when he does what he did today and attacks the ball more downfield than he usually does. But, you know, like I said, you're not going to expect this kind of game, I think, on a regular basis. And if you do, you're going to be very, very sadly disappointed, I think. So.
Yeah. I mean, let's go back to positives. So, like, granted, I know what you're saying. I know the Minnesota's, their defense, they're terrible. Like, yeah. We established that in our last podcast, that, you know, they're pretty much.
Yeah.
With the highest ratings, is their 28th and letting up yards in the NFL. Like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but we had two guys, both Vikings guy, and Luke Braun of the Lockdown Vikings and Tyler Fornes of the Vikings Wire, and both of them said the same thing to us. Expect to score a lot of points, expect to get a lot of yards. Yeah. So even Viking fans have just resigned to the fact that the defense can't stop anybody.
Yeah, but they kind of look like the Colts did like 15, 20 years ago when Peyton Manning was going up there. They could put up, you know, 30 points a game, and yeah, they could give up 20, 25 points a game because it's okay because, you know, Peyton Manning will go get you, yeah, 30 points.
Did you just compare Kirk Cousins?
Comparing the team statistics.
You just
what they do.
Did it.
I did not say Kirk Cousins. I did not say Peyton Manning. I said the team, the Colts a couple years, 10 years ago. I just say Kirk Cousins is the guy who won you the game.
Just saying, guys, anybody listening, the takeaway is Kirk Cousins is Peyton Manning, apparently.
That is not what I'm saying. You're being Scrooge right now, you jerk. All I'm saying is that your defense is bad, and you got a good offense, and they can put up points. I'm not comparing a future Hall of Famer to Kirk Cousins.
You just kind of did, I'm just saying.
I'm saying the teams play the same way, Kirk. There's... How many people are on an active roster?
Huh?
I said, how many people are on an active roster for an NFL team?
I'm just saying. You mentioned Peyton Manning.
Because I said, well, he'll get you the points. But that's what the Minnesota Vikings are doing. I did not say Kirk Cousins at all.
You didn't say his name. You avoided saying his name on purpose because you knew I was going to go this route. I'm going this route anyway.
Yeah, you should have gone because I didn't say it, you jerk. You're saying it.
My parents aren't guns.
You son of a gun.
I'm just saying.
How about that Hodgins guy?
Oh, yeah, he looked very good.
We picked him up less than 2 months ago and 89 yards for us today.
Very good. He looked good against a corner that's a legit corner of Patrick Peterson, and he was ticking Patrick Peterson off, dude.
Yeah. So there's a reason why I brought him up and not our lead receiver, Richie James.
Well, in all fairness, he was also, I'll still say Hodgins is the lead receiver because at the same number of catches, it was a 1 yard difference in the yards, and Hodgins had the touchdown. So he wins by default.
Touché.
We're going fantasy scoring. He was the lead receiver.
Oh, you brought fantasy.
Oh,
first.
I know. Wow. It's a Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
Merry Christmas.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting though how well both those guys played. Even Darius Slayton, I mean, again, he did his usual thing where he had the deep balls and stuff like that. You know, 4 catches, 79 yards on his side as well. All three of those guys looked good. Barkley had 8 catches as well, so he was tied with James and Hodgins.
James.
So yeah, but you know, it's it's interesting because if you look at the sheet there of the catches and all, you realize that I named four people, okay? Only one of the person caught the ball today.
Yeah, Ballinger for two catches.
Yeah. Well, he did also get the 2-point conversion. That doesn't count towards that, but I mean, but it's crazy. Who would have thought you have a guy throw for 334 yards and four guys basically get all those catches?
Well, when you got one guy for 89 yards, one guy for 90 yards, another guy for 79 yards, kind of adds up pretty fast.
Well, it's not like we had guys who did 109 yards or 133 yards like they had.
Oh,
I went there.
You did.
I did.
That's all right.
The main difference that I'll say this as far as the game, and this is where my criticism always comes down to Daniel Jones. If you look at the stat line between Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones, ignoring the interception, I'm ignoring that 100% because I do not want to be that guy to blame Daniel Jones, guys. I've always said this. I'm not necessarily a believer in Daniel Jones, but you'll never come across somebody who doesn't root for him while also saying that as much as I root for that guy. I want him to win. He seems like the nicest guy in the world. He really does have, and he's our quarterback. I want him to win. I cannot be more clear about that. But my issue is when you look at the stat lines, the main difference between him and Kirk Cousins is the touchdown. This team's got to find a way to get in the end zone more when you're facing a team that just sucks on defense. I mean, 24 points scored, but three of the field goals in that game. So you're talking, we really had 15 points. We scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest problem, too, is get into the red zone. Like, we can move the ball around. We should get to the red zone that often.
Yeah, but if you had told me before this game started that we would get two touchdowns on the Vikings, I would have said, oh, yeah, we're going to lose this game. There's no doubt in my mind. We're losing this game.
Yeah, if you guys had Gano at fantasy, you guys probably had a great day.
Yeah.
I mean, also probably Joseph, too, because that was say, 61 yeah.
yards. 61 but, yards, that alone gets you a good.
Yeah.
But,
oh.
Like I said, we just got to find a way to score. We have to find a way to score. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be next year. We got to figure it out when we get some better receivers and, you know, maybe get Mark Lewinsky the hell out of there because I'm fed up with this guy and I'm about to throw him out of the field myself. But, you know, it's just, it's disappointing. When, like I said, when you have a defense that does as well as ours did, and I know they gave up 27 points and your people were probably looking at this like, what the hell? They gave up 27 points. They're not doing good at all. Guys, they did good. Look at the situations they were put into. You know, I mean, it's
yeah, especially like a high power offense. Like,
but if they didn't get that block punt, they wouldn't have scored that probably then right then and there. They're bringing down to 20 points right there. If you had told me the Giants are going to stop one of the best offenses in the league for 20 points, you'd be like, oh yeah, sign me up. That's not even throwing in the interception or the fumble or any of the bad plays that we had at that point that really helped the offense for the Vikings as well. Again, not blaming Jones. I know someone's going to be listening to this going, oh, here he is attacking Jones. I'm not attacking the man.
Yeah, no. He, like you said, like, that interception, I don't blame him. Like, it's...
No, you can't blame him. Yeah. He's going to do it occasionally. And it sucks it happened in a close game. You'd rather it happen when getting blown out by the Eagles, but, you know, shit happens.
Yeah. Listen, if you told me that, you know, so far, up to this point, he's going to have five picks in the year.
Five
pick longs.
Five interceptions.
I mean, if you said that at the beginning of the year, I would be like, oh, yeah, he would probably have 15 at this point.
Yeah.
Because the last year, 2 years ago. He's been controlling the ball. He's been a great ball manager.
See, I'll say this, though. I think the offense and Dable and Kafka have also limited it by keeping him in safe throws for the most part as well. I mean, it's also probably not a coincidence. This is the first time they'll really let him in a while kind of air it out because he had three balls for about 30 yards. He had a 32-yard to Slade and a 29 to Hodgins and a 33 to Richie James.
Yeah.
You know, he had, you know, a couple of balls he really threw. I mean, a 15-yarder down to Bellinger. This is a much different offense we had last week, that's for sure. Yeah, but it's probably not a coincidence that we finally let the guy throw the ball down the field and he has the interception.
I mean, once again, like, I would like to see a couple extra touchdowns when you're throwing 300-plus yards, but, you know, 330-something yards.
At least one
touchdown and one pick. Like, that's not a bad day.
No, but I'm just saying that one more touchdown I would have liked instead of a field goal. And you know what happened if we did that? We won the damn game.
100%.
Won the damn game. That's a 4-point differential. We lost by 3.
Yeah. I mean, he also got sacked 3 times in the game, too. So, like,
he did.
He's going on to be, like, probably the highest sacked quarterback of the year.
You know who got sacked 4 times?
Mr. Kirk Cousins.
Exactly. And you know what he did? He scored 3 touchdowns. Excuse me.
He did.
I mean, granted, again, he's got T.J. Hockenson and Justin Jefferson going off like crazy. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm saying the weapons aren't the difference. Weapons are a difference.
But yeah, we just couldn't stop Hockenson.
But he was basically facing a much better defense as well.
Yeah. I mean,
we couldn't stop Hockenson. We couldn't stop Justin Jefferson. That was the problem.
Yeah, Hockenson, like, I expected Jefferson because he is the best right now of this year.
Yeah.
In the wide receiver spot. But, I mean, we just can't stop tight ends. And, you know, Hockenson's took advantage of that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a tight end, it's getting over 100 yards a game. You'd say Kelsey, but
yeah, and you know what? It sucks because you know, we had the Pride podcast guys on. We played the Lions. They were bashing T.J. Hockenson. Oh, he's you know, listen. I would take that guy into my team in a heartbeat. Imagine having him and Bellinger both.
Oh my god!
Take him in a heartbeat. I still don't get the hate that they get for him, unless they're just trying to like validate it themselves why they let him go to a division rival. I just had to let him go. It wasn't a fit, you know. I just can't get the yak.
Yeah, he got a lot of yak today.
Yeah, yakety yak. He talked back. Okay.
Oh, 2 touchdowns talk back.
Damn straight. I mean, that second catch he had. Oh my god. I mean, that first one I could have caught the ball. He was so freaking wide open. That second one?
The second one was laced right in there.
Wow. Wow, what a catch. So, listen, sometimes you just have to give it up and say, he did a good job. And that was one of those plays. The Giants played good defense.
I watched that touchdown, and I went, in my head, flag? Could there be a flag in the backfield? Possibly. Bring it back? Come on, because that's a beautiful catch. Just take it back.
Beautiful catch. Listen, it was defended well, I thought. Honestly, watching that game live, at least, it seemed like it was thrown well. It was caught well. It was defended well. Everybody did their good job.
Yeah.
And it was just close to not being a catch, too. I mean.
Yeah, because it was like a little high to his left shoulder, right? Left shoulder, I think it was.
Yep.
Just above the numbers, right in there, laced right in, because it was defended well, because who was back there? Holmes?
Was it Love?
I think you're right. I think it was Love. I don't recall exactly who was defending, but he was right there on his technically his right shoulder, but he turned around. But he covered the whole side, so like just laced right in there. Not that I want to brag about how the other team caught the ball so well. but it was a beautiful catch.
Yeah, no, like I said, I thought it was one of those plays that everybody did what they had to do, and in the end, sometimes it's just going to happen that way, you know? So you can't really get upset too much about that stuff. I'm looking at the play right now, trying to verify who it was for us. And it was Julian Love. So, yeah, it was on Julian Love. So, well, like I said, he played the ball well. I didn't think he had an issue. Darnay Holmes was also right there as well next to him too, but he wasn't necessarily the primary guy. He was kind of running over to help.
But yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you just say, you know what? Kudos. You did a great job. And that was one of those. It's hard to say when you're on the losing end of that thing, but
yeah.
But like I said, this is one of those games that, and I hate to ever say moral victory. I won't say moral victory, but it proves that we can hang with the 12-3 team. it proves that we can do that.
And it proves that we go to the playoffs that we can win a playoff game.
And I'll say this, that kind of game happens 10 times. We're probably winning 7 of those 10. Because we're not going to make those same dumb mistakes every single time.
Yeah, because Giants, just a whole as a collective.
Yeah.
Like, we win a lot of games by not making mistakes and making the other team make mistakes.
Yep. I guarantee that game happens 10 times. Jones doesn't get intercepted most of those games.
And you find the Vikings doing what they did against the Colts.
Bellinger doesn't go ahead and get the fumble like he did that game. We still drop interceptions. That's going to happen.
Yeah, 100%. We might actually pick up the one.
And, you know, then we probably don't have a block punt because that's very rare. And the other thing is that you play that same scenario 10 times and their field goal kicker probably misses more than he makes a 61-yard field goal. That's not a high probability shot. So
yeah, I was sitting there when Gillian got hit. I was like, roughing the kicker. Oh, for the love of God, roughing the kicker.
Yeah, no, that was clean, dude. Yeah, that was clean.
It was. I just got upset. I was just hoping.
I tried to separate and be honest about it. That was it was clean.
No, it was clean. It was clean. I'm just saying, I was watching. I'm like, I was watching him fall backwards. I'm like, oh, please call it.
Yeah, but unfortunately not. But like I said, in the end, if you have to lose, that's the way to lose. And it sounds weird to say that's the way to lose. It's such a losing mentality. I know it sounds bad, but you know, we've talked about this before. What do I say? I get upset. I get upset when we get blown out. I don't care what team we get blown out by. That pisses me off. Eagle game, I was livid. I care when we lose against a team that we're better than, a team that we should beat, because that's a wasted opportunity. This doesn't fall into either one of those two categories. We did not get blown out. And the Vikings were the better team.
Yeah.
Can't be upset. We played a hard game. We played close. We made some mistakes probably usually wouldn't make.
Both teams played tough. They played to the end. Like,
am I the only one, though, that got annoyed by the celebrations after the turnovers by the Vikings?
Oh, what was it? The bowling one? Or like, the World Cup one? Yeah.
What the hell? First off. Guys, I'm going to say this, and again, I don't want to take away too much from the Vikings victory and like feel like that's why I'm saying this, because I was even thinking it when it happened. And you know, I've made references to this man before, but I'm going to use a reference to him again. The great Barry Sanders, the best running back that I've ever seen play this game. You know what he did when he scored a touchdown? He handed the ball back to the ref. Never celebrated. He said, I'm a professional. This is what I'm expected to do. When you guys get a turnover, get excited. I'm not saying to go all full Barry. Get excited. Celebrate as a team. But to do a team choreographed thing like that, that's just like PB football action right there.
A little World Cup action.
Yeah, that's like, that's just dumb. That's something the Cowboys would do. Just saying. Classless.
Yes.
Classless, you know, have more respect for the game than that. But the nice thing is, like you said, the Seahawks lost. You know, the Lions lost. Which is crazy. The team that hasn't lost in like what it feels like 3 months.
Yeah, they've been I think 7-2 in the past 2 months.
Yeah,
they're 6-2, whatever it is, and to the Panthers.
Yep.
The Panthers not just beat him, they spanked him.
Spank.
They clawed him. I don't know. What do you say? What does a Panther do? They pounced them.
They maul?
They mauled them.
There we go. They mauled them.
Way better than pouncing.
Pouncing is something in the bedroom.
Hey-o.
But, I mean, again, some things went our way, though. So we can't be too upset. I'd be more upset. Or I should say I would be upset. I'm not even upset. It's a crazy thing. It's weird as it sounds to say. I would be upset if the Seahawks won and the Lions won and we lost. Because like, oh God, no. This might hurt our chances now. Like our chances are still a little better because those teams lost. And as we're talking, the 49ers are now up 7-0 on the Commanders with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. So
Yeah, that game will get out of hand in the second half.
Yeah, I think Niners are definitely a better team. So like I said, just got to kind of pay attention, see what happens. As we're recording this, some people are probably also watching the Eagles and the Cowboy game and hoping for a tie there. Like I said, guys, you want the Eagles to win. Trust me, it sounds weird, but you want the Eagles to win. But yeah, I mean, any other thoughts you got on the game here, Rob?
No, I mean, we pretty much hit everything in the head. Like, and then we played a good, dare I say it, nitty gritty game. Yeah. Up to the end.
Yeah, I mean, we almost came back. That I like always seeing a drive to tie the game and all. That shows gut. That shows the team didn't give up on the game, and that team's got a fighting attitude. You got to love seeing that.
Oh, I loved every second of it.
Would have been nice if the field goal wasn't given up right afterwards, but I mean, in the end, Justin Jefferson burned us a couple of times in that last drive, and you know what? I hate to break it to people. He's really good. He's done that to pretty much everybody he's faced.
Yeah.
We're not that special. This isn't like some guy that like was on the practice squad last week and made it look really good. This is the best, you know, potentially the best offensive player even in the entire NFL. At worst case scenario, the best receiver this year in the NFL, who very well might break a record for most receptions, most receiving yards, ever in the history of this game in a season. Granted, he'll have an extra game to do it, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I joked around earlier in the week thinking that he was going to get to close to 200 yards, so I'm pretty happy that we contained him to.
We contained him to 133.
Yeah. I was joking, like, there was a possibility. I thought maybe he was going to get to 180 with our corners. So, yeah, that I guess that's a positive.
And now we got the Colts we got next week. And that's the game. I'm telling you right now, if we lose, I'll be pissed.
Yeah. That's the game. If you talked about it, like, at the beginning of the year, like, we both thought we were probably going to lose to the Colts. Like, it was, flip of the coin. But now, they don't even know what they're doing over there. You got Saturday.
Saturday.
For some dumb reason, I love him as the head coach. But they benched Matt Ryan's now the third string quarterback.
What? Jeff Saturday makes us all feel like we could coach in the league because they just plucked him off the streets.
Yeah, maybe that's why I love him so much.
I too could be an NFL coach.
Yeah. NFL, please hire me. I know what I'm talking about.
I have to talk to my agent first.
Yeah.
I have to also get an agent first.
Call the agent that I'm going to hire, please, and have him talk to
you. You have your people call my people once I get people.
Yeah. Have your people hire people for me, and then come to me, and then...
Oh, no, that's a bad idea. Yeah. Don't let the people that are negotiating your contract hire
them. Next thing I know, I'll be making minimum wage as an NFL head coach.
Listen, I would still do it.
Hell yeah.
Endorsement money alone, I'm good. Why are the team practicing? Well, I'm sorry. I was doing a Doritos commercial.
Subway was hiring me to do $5 footlongs.
I have to make money somehow, people. Yeah. You're paying me minimum wage. God damn it. But yeah, I mean, Monday night is when the Colts play. So we'll have to wait to see that the new quarterback there, as you're alluding to, Nick Foles. So obviously, Giant fans have remembered him from his Eagle days. We've played him before, but... Yeah, Nick Foles now is the quarterback because they just really just don't want any chance at all that Matt Ryan gets injured and they're going to get stuck paying him next year.
Yeah, it's that they're, Jonathan Taylor's on injury reserve. He's out for the year. Like they're crumbling down and going to take a nice big draft pick.
Yeah.
What they're looking for. And that's what I'm really hoping for because I don't want to see Nick Foles going there trying to be Big Dick Nick and win a Super Bowl.
You don't want us to get nicked?
Yeah, I don't want to get nicked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we'll be fine in that game. And then after that, then to end the season, we have the Eagles, who depending on how what happens, you know, with their game today and what happens with the, the game they have next week, they might have nothing to play for and may very well sit their starters. And if that's the case, we might sneak out a win there too as well. So that would put us at 10-6-1 or 9-7-1, depending on how these games play out. Either one, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
You'd be upset, guys. It's weird to say that on a losing episode of a podcast. Usually we're all down and playing sad music, but we're not doing that this time. We're not. This time, instead, we're in the Christmas spirit, so we're not going to do that. So
we... la 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 la.
We will get into the playoffs. Playoffs. So let everybody just like I said, relax, enjoy the holiday. Don't worry about the loss. This is not a loss to get upset about. It's not. So obviously next week though, guys, we will have our picks episode as usual. We'll kind of more to a normal week again. And then from there, obviously we'll have our pregame episode where we play the Colts here. And then also, as always, we will have our post game episode as well. So you know which way the best way is to find out about that?
Gee, let me think.
Let me put on some background. Some Yolog tidings as we discuss this.
What you guys should do.
Oh yes.
Listen to the Yolog. Sit on the couch. Have some eggnog. Hit that subscribe button.
Oh yes, hit that subscribe button.
Also, make sure you hit that thumbs up. Make sure you get the like. It helps us get out there. It's this way more people could subscribe and like us.
I'm also confused why this Yuletide music has some like wind sound effects as well. Is somebody keeping the fireplace open and the door open at the same time?
Because... I was about to say you leave a window a little crack to get the air, the aroma in there. Let the smoke come around, and you guys have a great Christmas. Yeah,
this is what happens when I get free sound effects online. We don't have the budget, people, but if somebody wants to sponsor us, twogiantgoofballs@mail.com, got it in.
Hey-o.
So, yeah, and as always, guys, make sure to also follow us on social media. We are available on TikTok. We're available on Twitter. We're available on Facebook. We are available on Instagram.
The Metaverse.
The Metaverse. And before we close this out, guys, we do want to take the time to wish you guys a very happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa to all of you. Whatever you guys do happen to celebrate there, just enjoy it. Enjoy it safe. Remember that in the end, it's the people you are surrounded by and the people you care about that make the holidays matter, not what's under the tree or next to the menorah or whatever other apparatus you might use for gift giving. I'm trying to be inclusive. I'm trying to be inclusive here.
At the end of the day, our families are wishing your families a very happy holiday season.
Yes.
And we wish you guys the best at this end of the year.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's time for us to say something here. I think it's that time. Oh. Go G-Men. Go G-Men. G-Men.
Go G-Men. On a Barkley led sled. Hey, go G-Men. Go G-Men.
As long as not Lewinsky leading the way, he'll go the wrong direction. Go G-Men.
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 Thanks for listening to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. We appreciate your support. If you made it this long, you must have enjoyed it. So I am sure you have followed us on all the social media platforms. Of course, you have subscribed to the show on your favorite app as well and given us a top rating. Right? Right? Right?